Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A major report has just dropped that reveals the Toronto Raptors are targeting a young star from the Sacramento Kings. And this is massive for this Raptors team entering this year's trade deadline for a multitude of reasons. So we're going to dive into all of that in this video. But before we do, folks, as all Toronto Raptors fans know, Raptors fans want to make some moves. And we've heard all the rumors, the teases over the past couple years, but Masai Ujiri hasn't been able to pull the trigger on any deals. But if you feel like you want to shake up in your own life, then frankly, it's time to move. And you don't have to wait on Masai Ujiri or any GMs to make these moves happen, as Rentals.ca has you covered. As Rentals.ca is a part of Canada's largest apartment hunting network, their website's clean, it's extremely easy to use. You can pinpoint the exact location on the map where you're looking to rent, and Rentals.ca has you covered. Whether it's houses, condos, apartments, you'll be able to find the perfect destination, not for a Toronto Raptors player, but for you, which is way more important. So shout out to Rentals.ca for supporting the channel and supporting you guys with a bunch of giveaways. So check out their social media platforms because they're doing a lot of fun giveaways over there and delivering to you guys the best rental services across Canada. But the Toronto Raptors are hopefully not looking to have any rentals on their sort of contract situation heading into the offseason because, as we all know, Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby are unrestricted free agents come this offseason. And the worst possible thing that could happen to this Toronto Raptors squad is watching two of those players leave for nothing. So that's why over the past few weeks, we've seen trade rumors, reports really percolate around the Toronto Raptors. And one team that has been specifically involved with the Toronto Raptors sort of trade discussions, trade negotiations, has specifically been the Sacramento Kings. Now, we know the Kings have been heavily interested. There's been widely reports about their interest in OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam over the past couple years. But the interesting thing from Toronto Raptors fan perspective is, who the heck are we going to get back? Because I know there's still a portion of the Toronto Raptors fan base that would deal away Pascal Siakam for nothing. And we just had a big win against the Atlanta Hawks. Again, we're not going to lean too much into the Raptors are back sort of frame of mind after just one game against a team that's struggling a lot, but we saw big performances, flashes of what this Toronto Raptors team can do. And I've been of the point, I don't want to give up Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby for nothing, or just scraps, or even a package similar to what we saw from the Atlanta Hawks this summer that involved DeAndre Hunter, Kobe Bufkin, maybe a pick or two, but we also don't want them to leave for nothing. So it's a weird dichotomy. It's a weird situation that has everyone perplexed, confused as to what the Toronto Raptors are going to do for this upcoming season. Well, now we kind of have an idea of the framework, what Masai Ujiri, Bobby Webster are thinking heading into this trade deadline. And basically, a report has come out from Jake Fisher that gives a deep dive into all of the, specifically the Sacramento Kings trade stuff. So I won't read it all verbatim, but basically, Sacramento has left rival front offices and other league figures the sense that they're exploring avenues to grab more mid-season talent. Adding LaVine doesn't really make sense for the Sacramento Kings team, as they really need help on the defensive end, and Zach LaVine's just not going to help a squad on the defensive end. He'll put up buckets, but the Kings have generally had one of the better offenses in the NBA over the past couple years, so they're not too worried about that. But basically, for Sacramento to do business with Toronto, this is where the big part of the article really comes. The Toronto Raptors are expected to seek sweet shooting Keegan Murray in exchange for either of their talented forwards. So, as we know, the Raptors have two extremely strong two-way sort of forwards on their roster in OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam. Basically, we pull that up there. Pascal now averaging 21-7-5. Plays solid defense, has been the number two option on a championship-winning team. And then OG Anunoby, an all-NBA caliber defender, still putting up solid stats and spaces the court out there on the offensive end. So, two very talented guys that fit perfectly with what the Sacramento Kings could potentially do. Now, initially, I've been sent a tweet that have gone along that doesn't really give a bunch of context and what's going on, that makes a deal seem extremely imminent and things along those lines. But Jake Fisher goes on to say that that has seemed too rich of a price for the Sacramento Kings officials that have spoken of Murray as a critical swing piece in their lineup between bookends of Sabonis and De'Aaron Fox, particularly as 31-year-old veteran Harrison Barnes has faded in terms of production this season, and Davion Mitchell is considered a strong trade candidate with the Kings. So league sources have told Yahoo Sports the third-year guard continues seeing limited minutes in Sacramento.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And it's rotation. So what does this mean for the Toronto Raptors if a deal is potentially going to go down? Well, it's going to take a lot to acquire Keegan Murray. They aren't ready to just hand him off. They're not ready to just make a deal happen. So why is this big for the Toronto Raptors? And why am I feeling good about this in the context of all of the reports that have gone on over the past couple weeks? Well, firstly, because the Toronto Raptors are not looking to deal players away for nothing. They're not trying to just get scraps on the dollar, pennies on the dollar for all NBA caliber guy like Pascal Siakam, or, you know, a legitimate bona fide star wing player in OG Anunoby. He's not going to get the accolades. He's not going to get the praise across the NBA, but what he does on the defensive end is truly just on another level. And then you pair that with his three-point shooting ability, his finishing around the rim, which has improved this season, especially, you know, dunking the basketball, you know, just finishing underneath the net. I mean, I don't want to be trading OG Anunoby up for just, again, pennies on the dollar packages. So the Toronto Raptors saying, if we're going to make a deal with the Sacramento Kings, Keegan Murray has to be involved with it, has me encouraged, has me excited, because frankly, we are seeing so many teams now in the West, in the East, currently in the middle of the pack, where a player like Pascal Siakam or OG Anunoby would put them over the top. It's not like a really last season where everyone was sort of, not every team, but there were a lot of mid-level teams that sort of were situated. There were OG Anunoby, Pascal Siakam probably weren't swinging these guys into championship contention, you know, on a single move. But this season, we have teams like if you look at the Western Conference standings right now, the Sacramento Kings in the middle of the pack, right? That could really use some wing defense that could elevate them into contention with the Mavericks, the Thunder, the Nuggets, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Things are a little bit more opened up in the Western Conference to where OG Anunoby could really swing a Sacramento Kings team that got knocked out of the first round last year, has been in NBA purgatory for nearly two decades prior to last season. Maybe not a championship window, but heck, a deep Western Conference playoff run window has opened up for Sacramento, and I would be shocked if they are not willing to sort of make a trade, make a deal in order to make that happen. So the Kings are a team that have sort of opened up as a potential destination. The Golden State Warriors, they're falling out of the mix, but with obviously Steph Curry still in the prime of his career or at the twilight of his prime, they want to capitalize on every single season with him on that team. They're going to become more and more desperate for a trade. The 76ers have Joel Embiid, who won an MVP award last season and is a guy that could potentially, you know, get a little bit frustrated with all the star players that have left and these types of things. They have interest in OG Anunoby. These teams are going to be extremely interested to actually trade players of value for OG Anunoby and Pascal Siakam. So that has me encouraged that the Toronto Raptors have not lost sight of the value of the players that they have, are still willing, as we heard a report come out a couple days ago, to give these guys extensions if they aren't sort of given the type of packages, type of deals that really puts this team over the edge. And despite the fact that we are losing games and kind of in a desperate situation right now, we're not going to act desperately, make franchise-changing decisions that really have an impact on this team long-term. So this is really big for the Toronto Raptors, in my opinion, because, again, the closer and closer we get to this trade deadline, the more likely these deals, the teams are willing to let go of a Keegan Murray, of a Benedict Mathurin, you know, Kuminga, Kuminga's not at the level of those two guys in terms of trade assets, but the guys that we were unable to get this summer and last trade deadline for players that we might end up having to deal away, right, might be more available. And that's who the Raptors are still targeting. So I'm happy with that. Some Raptors fans, I can already see the comments saying, Ben, we just need to blow it up, trade away for whatever we can get. I don't believe in that philosophy. I think keep them and then figure it out going forward in the future. But let me know what you guys think about that. But I think Keegan Murray is a player that could fit really well. Now, he's having a little bit of a down year specifically in terms of stats. You know, his points per game are up. Now, his usage rate is up as well, but his three-point percentage has really nosedived, dropped down from 39% last season to 30% this year. Field goal percentage overall has dipped, but free throws have improved, so his jump shot hasn't fallen off a cliff completely. But again, Keegan Murray's only 23 years old, fits the Scottie Barnes timeline really, really well, and 6'8", mobile, can play the two, can play the three. In some lineups, could potentially play the four, but is a floor spacer, high-volume shooter that really could fit what the Toronto Raptors want to do. And even though his stats have gone down in terms of efficiency, he's improved on the defensive end. And, you know, the advanced stats dive into a little bit more of a enlightened picture of what's going on with Keegan Murray. You know, again, his all the advanced stats, the VOR, the box plus minus, all that type of stuff have significantly dropped from last year. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't lean too much into the advanced stats, but I know people are calling for it, want the deep dive. So basically, you know, the advanced stats aren't super happy with his performance so far this year, but this season he's what's been encouraging, again, for players that are increasing their usage rate, increasing their value across the league. You know, it's similar to what OG Anunoby wants to happen with the Toronto Raptors, is if Keegan Murray is getting most of his shots from behind the three-point line, getting assisted on most of his shots, all that type of stuff, increased usage rate and increased scoring from different parts of the basketball court is going to be a positive in terms of indicating how well he can perform. It's a part of the reason why his percentage is likely dipped this season. But basically, you know, if you look at the shooting sort of thing, distributions for Keegan Murray so far this season, I mean, he went from shooting about 64% of his shots last season from behind the three-point line, down to 53. So still a high volume from behind the three-point line in terms of his shots, you know, shot distribution. But, you know, that's sort of been spread out from different areas on the court. Now, his overall percentages, specifically from the mid-range area, have not been that great. I mean, generally league average is 40-plus from long twos, midi twos, you know, that sort of range. But Keegan Murray is shooting just 25% from the 16 to 3-point range, and then also only 30% from outside the arc. So definitely has taken a step back. His rookie season, that was remarkably higher, 41% from behind the 3-point line. So again, I'm not too worried. It's not a massive sample size, 19 games. It is a significant sample size, but, you know, he's asked to do a little bit more. His usage rate has increased. He's taken shots from different places, asked to fill a little bit different role, especially where Harrison Barnes has regressed this season. I mean, I'm not too worried about Keegan Murray's development, but the fact that it seems like the general populace is a little bit lower on Keegan Murray's potential than they were last season, it could be an interesting time for the Raptors to swoop in, pick him up, if a deal were to potentially go down. And personally, I still think it's a downgrade, whether it's OG or Pascal getting dealed in one of these trades, but given the fact the Raptors' hands might be forced, Keegan Murray's a lot better than any of the assets we've really heard, you know, potentially rumored in these deals over the past, you know, season or so. But let me know what you guys think about that. It's going to be tough to make a trade happen, especially if it's Pascal added to one of these trades, as the money working out will be tough. Personally, I don't know if a Keegan Murray deal is actually going to happen, but the fact that that's the type of player the Raptors are intrigued by trading for has me excited for more, maybe not excited for the trade deadline, but less worried about the Raptors making just a really bad trade, you know, this February. But let me know what you guys think about all this Toronto Raptors news. Again, subscribe to the channel. Check out rentals.ca as they've been supporting the channel big time. I'm signing out. Cheers.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.